start this session by going somewhere you can be alone, somewhere you feel at peace, in a garden, on your balcony, in your living room or on your bedroom, or maybe on the floor, but find a place where you can breathe and be by yourself for some time. And feel that the room isn't too cold. So grab a blanket or a pillow and be comfortable. So find your space and your place and just start to tune into yourself, to your body, to your heart and to your soul. And maybe if you want, put a hand on your belly and one on your heart. Or you can also lightly massage your arms, your head, your belly, your hips, just to feel that you are in your body, to embody yourself away from whatever is going on. So just to come home, to come back to this beautiful home that you're living in, your body, so you can connect with it and really ground yourself in it. Merge your body and soul together like the best friendship ever. So just feel your body and feel into if there is any tension or blockages or whatever on the right side or the left side, maybe around the neck or maybe around your hips or in your knees, or just feel into it and just kind of feel how you feel it is to live in your body right now. And dare to move into your body. Your body is your friend, and it's here to help you, and it's here to carry you through this. So just breathe deeply in and breathe deeply out, and use your time in this. Use the time you need. But try to make your belly move when you're breathing, so you're not breathing with your shoulders. Let them rest, and let your head rest, and your shoulders and shoulder blades, and your back and your hips and your buttocks and the backside of your thighs and calves and heels. And so just stay present in your body. Embrace yourself if you want to. Give yourself the best hug ever. Again, to ground yourself, to feel your body and get out of your head and into your heart and soul and your physical body. And just stay there and just breathe and let go of tensions and stress and worries, and just be in this still point inside of you that everybody has, this place of peace and sunlight and rainbow color magic. We forget that we all have this point inside of us that connects us with everything, with the eternal, with the universe, with unconditional love. So try to reconnect through this point with everybody, your ancestors, your power animals. Maybe if you believe in fairies or elves, and flower spirits and herbs and plants and trees. Feel everybody that is supporting you on this journey inwards to yourself, to your own nature, into your body, and to connection to everybody and everything. how much healing there is just reconnecting to be still and breathe and be part of a whole. This beautiful whole nature, Mother Nature, the stars and the moon and the sunlight and the fresh air and the fresh waters and the earth. Even if it's dirty for many, it's really healthy soil. And the fire, you know, the fire from the sun and the fire inside us when we get excited and somebody inspire us to action. We are all the elements, so we really can connect with both the fires and the air and the earth and the waters. We all have them inside of us. It's who we are. We can all reconnect with each other, recognize each other, and be on earth and at the same time have this soul light inside, filled with starlight and sunlight and an eternal flame. So when you're resting in a still point, feel how something is drawing you in deeper into this magical place. And suddenly you can see it's this beautiful landscape. It's so green and it's so blossoming and it's spring and it's really so fruitful. And you can see a gateway there, a beautiful gate. And with some childlike curiosity, you go towards that gate. And when you come closer, it's kind of, it have been waiting for you kind of, and it opens. And you just go in there. Oh my God, and it's just breathtaking. And you can just feel your lungs expanding and you can feel deep belly breathing and you can feel that all the weights of your shoulders have been laid out side before you went in. It's like this oasis where everything is just beautiful and peaceful and colorful and magical. And it's your personal space, your personal place. It's this fountain you can come to heal and rest, and a place where you can just put all your worries and all your strife and all your fear away, and somebody will take them for you and carry them for you, and you don't even have to think about it. You just have to breathe and take in all this beautiful, beautiful view. It's so green. I don't think you've ever seen all these green colors before. There are so many nuances of green. And the sky is so blue. And also here, so many nuances of blue. And the sun, it's so full of life. And it's so life-giving. And you can feel when it touches your skin, you're not afraid. It just goes straight into your heart and really make your heart beat in a good way. You can feel the life force into your veins, into your bones and into your cells and out to your fingertips and into your feet. And it's like you're breathing the sun. You're breathing with the sun and you're breathing the sun and you can feel that you're connected and that the sun is supporting you. And then you look down on your feet and you don't even know where your foot or your shoes or your socks went because you're barefoot. And you stand there is this beautiful landscape on this grass, green, green grass. And you can see your toes. And they really needed some fresh air, really needed. And they really needed to connect with Mother Earth. She's really a good, good carrier of our weight and our issues and our problems and everything. And she has this amazing gift that she can open your pores when you connect with her and kind of just drag everything out that you don't want in your body. And she just take it down into the earth, and she loves to have it there and to transform it into something useful. So you can feel your pores under your feet. It's open up to her, and you just release every blockages, every stress, everything that you don't want inside there, you release down to her. And also by your breathing with the sun at the same time, this inner sun and this outer sun on the sky, you are one, and you're breathing and the sun is melting away and your pains and worries and sorrows, and open up your breast, chest, so you can really, really breathe deep. And just feel down to the earth with your feet, and just feel your lungs open up to the sky and the air, and just be in this. Just receive the detoxification, and receive this beautiful, beautiful life force, and also fire. Kind of this beautiful fire inside that don't hurt anybody, but it's filled with life and love and also humbleness and creativity and childlike magic. So breathe the air, feel the sun, and feel your bare feet on the ground. And after a while, just look around. It's like something have changed. It's something like you can see the world with new eyes, and you look around in this beautiful oasis or your personal space, and you just see all these flowers. Flowers that maybe have tried to contact you before, but you just haven't got time to look at them. And there are new flowers, and they are so much bigger than you can remember. Some of them are almost at your size. And these beautiful smells, and all of them are reaching against you, wanting you to touch them, standing under them, hug them. They are in purple and pink and yellow and green and blue, and they are in all these different beautiful colors. And it's like they just exploded with magic, like the rainbow have kind of landed on the earth and is here to serve you with medicine and good vibes and new strength and new hope. So just look around and see if there's a flower talking to you, kind of reaching out more than the others. And just feel how you are attracted to that flower, and without using your brain, just follow your heart and your bare feet and go ahead to that flower. And just let your hand touch the petals, or maybe their root or their stem, whatever feels natural. Or just stand with a flower and just breathe in the smell if it has a smell, and breathe in the color if it has a color. And just look at the shape, and look at its roots, and look at the stem and the everything with the flower. Introduce yourself, tell your name, and ask for the flower's name. You will be surprised, a lot of flowers have personal names, you know. And just stand there and give the flower a hug if you want, or just give them some love and attention. And maybe also ask the flower, do you have any medicine for me? Do you have any wisdom for me? Or an insight I can use at this point? And is there something you need from me as well? How can we make a friendship? How can we build something together? How can we connect? And let there be flow in giving and taking. How can we care for each other? And just breathe. Deep in. and out. And don't stress out if there doesn't come anything to you at that moment. Just be with the flower and its energy and just let the question kind of be there in the air. And feel again the sun continuing, giving you life force, continuing open your breast, your chest, your heart, and feel your barefoot on the grass on Mother Earth and how she carries you and how she really wants you to connect with every living being in a soul level, who they really are, what they really have to offer, and what you have to offer them. It's always about give and take in a beautiful way from the heart, from a genuine, authentic way, a harmonic way. So feel the love in this garden, in this oasis. Just feel the magic starting working with you, with your brain, with your heart, with your soul, with your physical body. And just make yourself come to life again. Life again. Just feel that something is waking up from deep, deep within, like a seed sprouting to life. Like this life force you can't hold back, that is just too strong and beautiful and so filled with curiosity and hope for your body and your future and other beings. And this beautiful connection you can feel in this beautiful garden. Like everything is like it should be here. Love, peace, natural beauty, harmony, balance, life force, joy. And you can feel that joy in your veins. It's kind of, it's coming through you in every way. It's like it's building up inside and you can feel notes in your bloodstream and songs and you can feel laughter. And you can just feel that maybe you want to dance or stretch your arms up to the sky. And suddenly you can hear birds starting singing and you can see butterflies. And suddenly they are all over the place playing with you. And ladybugs. And you know when you see a ladybug, you can wish for something. So make really good wish, really good wish. You have at least one. You can ask or see how many dots the ladybug have. And look at the butterflies, how effortless they just are in the air. How they merge into the air and just trust the air. Just look at the birds in the treetops, how they sing. They don't care about how they sing or what they sing. They just want to express something and they just want to give you their medicine. And they sing for you, their song, exactly now what you hear is for you, for your heart, for your soul, for your cells, for your immune system, for every system in your body. They sing for you. They resonate with you on your frequency. And a dragonfly also passes by. And there is so much life here. There's so much maybe you never noticed. Maybe you never felt them really into your heart before. Again, because there hasn't been time or you haven't allowed yourself to be childlike and curious and see the wonders of nature and small things in life. And they are here for you, reaching out for you. And it's up to you if you want to invite them in and heal with them and get their comfort, their support, their wisdom and insight. And when you're standing in all this and it's almost too much because you can feel your cells tingling, and then you can hear this waterfall. And then you realize a little river, very small river, with really fresh mountain water is almost going past you where you're standing. And you feel this urge inside that you just want to go to see this waterfall. And again, you just can feel your lungs expanding and your heart opening and your cells are smiling and you just go and find this waterfall and it's so beautiful. It's so magical and filled with power and so clean water. I promise you, you have never ever seen this kind of pure water in your whole life. And it's like it has spirit and it can communicate with you and you really, really feel that you want to go and touch this water, these beautiful drops of water. And remember, most of you are water. So you can really, 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 really connect with this water. So go into that waterfall and just be with the water. It's okay to be with the water. It's so, so beautiful. And take it all in and just shower yourself with the water. Let it cleanse everything inside of you. And just take it all in, close everything around you, and just be with the water for a while. Connect with the water, feel the water, inside of yourself, in your cells, in your body. And try to feel in how also the water wants to be your friend, all it has to offer you. How you can't really live without water, and how this really, really clean water really, really gives you everything that you need. So just let yourself be surrounded with this waterfall. Let it shower through you from the top of your head, if you dare to go under it, and just let it go through you from the top of your head, through your spine, and let it fall down to the ground, and you can almost feel that you are releasing the last stress or whatever you have been carrying around on your shoulders, on your mind, maybe in your heart or in your belly. We store so much everywhere in our bodies. So just try to go in there and just feel the water cleansing inside your cells, taking away everything that you don't want. And just breathe. And you realize you can breathe underwater, and it's so funny because you didn't know, even know you could do that, but you really can. So be with the water, be with yourself, and just feel the magic happen inside, in your bloodstream, in your soul, and in your heart, and how everything around you is supporting you in this detoxification and the strengthening of yourself. The sun is still shining through, and you can see it lighting up some of the water drops with all its rainbow color, all of a rainbow color when it meets the raindrops. And you can feel the warmth from the sun, and you can also feel the ground on your feet. Maybe it's sandy, or you're standing at stones or crystals. It depends on where in the waterfall you stand. So choose where you want to stand. It's your choice. You can stand wherever you want to stand here and just let yourself have this inwards colorful rainbow colored shower from inside and also from the outside. So it's kind of, it's cleansing all your energetic fields and all your chakras, and just is there for you, only for you. It's a gift from the heavens and Mother Earth. So just receive, allow yourself to receive. You are worthy of receiving. You are worthy of relaxing. You are worthy of letting go of everything that doesn't serve you anymore. Don't carry all this weight that you don't need, that you don't feel comfortable with, that you don't need anymore because it's worn out or just keeping you down or stress in your system. So invite in all these elements that is a part of you. The fire, the water, the air, the earth. And just dance with them. Feel that you are connected. And stand in this waterfall, still breathing, still smiling from inside, and feeling this lightness coming through you. Again, this hope coming through you, this love coming through you, this everlasting feeling of always have been here and always will be here in some kind of form. So feel the gratitude is rising inside of you, how all of these beings and elements and spirits are giving you of their time, of their energy, of their love, how they try to support you and reach you and want you to get to know them and connect with them and be a part of the whole. So feel your body, your skin against the water and the waterfall. Feel your skin against the rocks or the sand you are standing on. Feel your skin against the air. And feel your skin against the warmth from the sun. They are really here. You really have an unbelievable support team to be there for you, to catch you when you fall, or you if you dare to reach out for them. They are there to cleanse you, to guide you, to give you new power, to give you new hope, to nurture you. They are all there. But you have to dare to open up to them, ask for their guidance and help. You have to be humble and not take more than you give. And you have to ask what you can do back for them. Because it's a circle, and it's harmony and balance and everything. And everyone and everything wants to feel useful, meaningful, and valuable. So if you want to feel valuable, make other spirits or things or people make them feel valuable as well. So stand and just stretch out your arms in the waterfall. Just catch some of those pure drops and just taste them. And feel how they're medicine to your heart and soul when you drink them in. And how they, again, waken something new to life. It's like you're going deeper and deeper into these layers that are awakening inside of you. Layers you didn't even know about. This life force you didn't know about, this connection you didn't know about, these elements you didn't feel connection to before. And suddenly they are here in this garden inside of you, in this source of life and everything beautiful. And you are a part of that. You are life and you are life-giving. And you are worthy of receiving life and support. So give and take in balance and feel this gratitude for all these beings and spirits around you. Don't take them for granted because they are really life-giving as well. Really life-giving. And they see you and they respect you and they don't want to force you into anything you don't want. So you have to reach out for them. You have to ask them for their friendship. They're always ready to welcome you home. So don't forget to breathe. And just surround yourself with these good vibes, with life force, and go out of this beautiful waterfall. And again, feel the earth under your feet, your bare feet. Go back onto the grass and you're really surprised again by all these beautiful flowers meeting you and greeting you and the trees and the flower, birds and the butterflies. It's like there's never-ending life here. It's like they're just happy. And they just care for each other. And they care for you. And they just want you to see how magical you are. How powerful you are in a good way. How you are a caretaker and an earth keeper. How you can be a soul whisperer and a flower whisperer and a tree whisperer. But you have to connect with this source that you are, that we all have inside us. It's everybody's birthright to feel home on earth and in the universe. To feel friendship with each other. Whatever creature we are talking about, if it's a stone or a grass or a straw or a raindrop, whatever it is, everything is part of the whole. We are a big, big family and we should support each other. So breathe and relax and receive again. Receive the support. Receive the life force, receive a breath from the universe, the fresh air, the fresh water, the beautiful, natural growing plants filled with life force and love for you and so much medicine. And really feel that your inner child is waking up to life, wanting to play and dance and sing to them in gratitude and joy and just for being alive, just for having a body and having this experience and being able to give people hugs, being able to eat all these beautiful foods and being able to breathe the air and being able to take a bath and being able to say to other beings that you love them, that you care for them, that they are beautiful and valuable, and you're so grateful that they are here at the same time that you are here. So breathe. Feel the colors filling you up. Feel the sun filling you up. Feel the gratitude back from the plants and the animals and the spirits and the water and the air, everything there. Just for you taking this time, putting your body's need first, the real deep needs from your body and soul to connect inwards, to see that you are part of everything. And they really, really thank you for that. They greet you and are so touched by this time that you took to reconnect with yourself and them, and just to open up, to let them into your system and your heart, and starting this adventure or journey to get them to know them again. Because in your heart, in your childlike heart and soul, you really know these spirits and you really know these beautiful creatures. And if you really feel deep into yourselves, you will know they have been there all along. From the moment you were born into the earth, you can remember a song singing or a flower or food from the earth, gifts from the earth. So see how unbelievable lucky you have to have this garden for free inside of you. It's a treasure chest that you are carrying every single day that you can go into, reconnect with, and just stay in how long as you want to when you really need a break from the outside world today. Because this garden is also true. This experience is also true. You can feel it in your cells. You can feel it in your bones. You can feel it in your mind. You can feel it that it's real. And you can feel that you have the power to create this sanctuary, this oasis in your own life, not on the inside, but you can take this beauty out in the outside world and create whatever you want, whatever you decide you want to create. You have that power. you have that love inside, if you really want to do this from a real and raw place in yourself, you can take everything out there and make it happen. So just breathe and once again look around you and just feel the life force in your veins and in your heart, and just smile to your inner child and try to give it a hug and take around and run around there like a crazy person, and just thank the plants and the trees and give them hugs and just feel the magic, feel the support. And when you are ready, wave to them, give them a kiss in the air, and just smile and feel yourself smiling from the inside and out. And just go back to the gate, and still you can hear the waterfalls sending you out there again with a lot of support and new freshness. And you can feel the fresh air sending you out of there with new freshness in your lungs. And you can feel the sun sending you out there with more life force and power and really motivated creativity. And you can feel Mother Earth under your feet, your bare feet, sending you safe into the world, the outside world, knowing that you are lifted and supported and surrounded and nurtured if you just dare to listen to the air elements and the spirits and all the beautiful things that nature has to offer. So you go to the gate, it opens, and it smiles to you if you really look. Oh yes, the gate has eyes and it can see you. And then it closes behind you and you wave again. And then you can feel that you are back in your room, in your body, in the air that you are breathing, in your home or wherever you are, maybe in nature. And start by touching your head, forehead, back down to your neck and shoulders, and touch your arms and your belly and maybe your hips, and just breathe deep again and just embody yourself into this physical reality as well. And just feel that you really have been on a magical journey, a real magical journey. And just know that you have this treasure chest inside of you, this gift that you carry around. You can open it whenever you want to or need it. It's always there like a soul 911. But it's up to you if you want to reach out for it and take the time. So open your eyes and sit up and touch your thighs and your calves and your feet just to ground yourself really into this reality and breathe and take this experience with you when you continue with your day.